conference is now being recorded.
Welcome. So, welcome, good friends of Health and Wellness Coaching, to this conference call on some of the details around coach training. And my name is Roger Yonka, Dr. Roger Yonka. I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine, and I will introduce myself a little bit later. I'm one of the co-founders of Health Action, which is the home of Circle of Life Health and Wellness Coaching. And I'm going to introduce right now Rebecca McLean, who is the founder and innovator of the Circle of Life Coaching System. Rebecca has been involved in the healthcare field for longer than I'm willing to say, and she's a real wizard in the area of personal transformation and the maximization of well-being. And Rebecca is the originator and developer of Circle of Life Coaching. And the Circle of Life Coaching System has been developed, been in refinement since the 1980s. And so this particular coaching method is highly refined, tried and true. It has been improved and triple improved. And our coaches constantly say, wow, this is so amazing that the power for the coaching process is actually contained right here in the Circle of Life Coaching System, which we will be teaching you how to use in the training. So let me now turn it over to fantastic Rebecca McLean.
Thank you, Roger. I don't know about fantastic, but thank you. Welcome, everyone. I hope some of you had a chance to listen to the audio recording where Roger has interviewed me in the past. I'm going to speak about the Circle of Life, about the training, and then talk to Roger a little bit, and we'll open up to your questions, your specific questions.
Great.
So, of course, I'm very excited about the possibility of all of you learning how to be Circle of Life coaches, which are really a comprehensive way of working in health and wellness. I started working in healthcare in the late 70s in occupational therapy, and also went through my own life-threatening disease of cancer when I was very young, and realized that whenever you're working in your life, if you want to make a change, that every aspect of your life is affected, that your body, your mind, your spirit, all aspects of our life are affected when we want to make a change or if we need to make a change. And working in occupational therapy for about 6 or 7 years, and then I really got into holistic medicine and integrative medicine. And after about 10 years of working in the medical, I worked in some nursing care again, worked in rehabilitation centers with people who had strokes and quadriplegics. And the thing I liked about the work is we focused on what the virtue, what is the strength that that person has rather than the pathology. And when I met Roger, Dr. Roger Yonka, in like 1983, his study of Chinese medicine showed that really you want to focus on not so much the disease, but who has the disease. We want to strengthen the person who has the problem so that they become greater than their problem, greater than their disease. And so the philosophy that's, you know, maybe 10,000 years old about how to cultivate energy, what gives you energy, what drains your energy, I really understood that very much from my own personal healing experience, as well as working, you know, a decade in healthcare. So when we got together, when we met, we immediately opened up a clinic in 1984 and had a clinic, an integrative medicine clinic, where we had psychological counseling, we had Tai Chi classes, yoga classes, acupuncture, massage, Feldenkrais, you know, all kinds of body work, herbs, nutritional counseling. We had a comprehensive clinic in Santa Barbara for about 12 years. And what we found is no matter what the person's problem was or challenge was, whether it was cancer or depression or headaches or you know, whatever it was, that really we needed to look at their whole life. And that's why I created the circle with the 12 dimensions in life. We needed to look at their whole life, what's affecting the fact that they're not well. And what's strong and what gives them energy, what gives them vitality and passion and aliveness and virtue and strength and a strong immune system, and what's leaking their energy. So what we wanted to do is really look at their whole life and then look at what their self-care, what could they do for themselves, not just treatment, because treatment, we'd had acupuncture, we had herbs, we had massage, and treatment is good, but really, to make a change in your life, you really want to be able to know what you can do for yourself. So the center of the circle, as you may have seen on the website, the center of the circle is self-care. And how are you taking care of yourself in these 12 dimensions? So I developed a process. I started working with individuals, and then I started working with groups. And I ended up working with everything from, you know, 1986, working with 12 men with HIV and AIDS, to doing wellness workshops in Bank of America and Wells Fargo and corporations. And I used the same process for the very, you know, straight and narrow and medical. I taught this in hospitals. I taught it to nurses and doctors, as well as I taught it to massage therapists and healers and human resource people. I mean, just all across the board, I made a system that was really not content heavy. It's more process related. How do you take a person through a process of moving forward in their life? And in coaching, we look less about the past and less about why, and we look more about where do you want to go and what do you need to move forward. So it's a very kind of an upward spiral work. And through that process, no matter who we worked with, I had all these groups, cancer groups and people with, you know, hepatitis C, again, wellness group, people who really wanted to, were already well. They just wanted to have supreme wellness, or they wanted to have wellness in all dimensions of their life, financial wellness, and they wanted to have relationship wellness. They wanted spiritual wellness. So we don't look at wellness in our program as just physical. But that tends to be where we get hired. So that's why I used to call it life coaching, and I found that the coaches were much more likely to get hired to do this work if they were called health and wellness, because people are needing health and wellness. They're you know, companies are spending money on people's health issues, you know, people being absent from work and illnesses and people, you know, not doing well, performing well in their work. And in our culture right now, we know more than ever is that we need to know how to take care of ourselves, manage our health, manage our vitality so that we can, you know, surf these challenging waves that we're in, and we need to be clear-minded, and we need to be able to manage our stress and know how to handle it, be resilient, you know, build our capacity so that we have more capacity to do what we really want to do and what we want to create and take our lives in the way that we want to go rather than getting stuck or getting lost in this, you know, fearful state. So, again, designing this program, I always like to take things that are kind of bigger and make them real easy to apply. And so this program is very step-by-step. You come in, you get trained, and in, you know, 3.5 days, the training starts on a Thursday night. You're there Friday, Saturday, half day Sunday. By the time you leave, you could go ahead and start coaching. It's a very comprehensive workbook. We have a lot of great follow-up. We have monthly mentor calls. Every month you get to come on a call for free with other coaches and learn more coaching skills or more mind-body practices, because we really work a lot with not just, you know, real cognitive, but we work with accessing the resources of your body intelligence, your heart intelligence, your emotional intelligence, so that when you're coaching people, you're helping them to access all these resources that are already within them, and then how to access those resources also in their community or their world. So it's a very empowering process when you can teach people simple things to do as well as help them to implement it, because a lot of us know what to do, but how do we get this implemented? How do we make these big goals and break them down into small action steps that leverage, these small steps can leverage a big change? Just like somebody really, you know, feeling overweight and out of control and stressed, and just getting them into a 10-minute walk 3 times a week, right there, they're stepping outside, they're getting fresh air, maybe they're walking their dog, being with their child, they're breathing, there's a big, you know, bigger world out there, stepping outside, they're moving. They're right there. So many things are shifting with a small step. And then usually when people do that, they end up taking maybe a 15-minute walk or maybe doing it four times a week. And so these small steps really leverage, can really leverage a big change. It doesn't have to be this huge shift. And with coaching, you really help to tailor the program for that person so that you're really helping them to find out what their inner wisdom is telling them, what really works for their life, what's really important to them, how to clarify what they are really wanting and needing, and then strategies of how to move forward. So I made this program, again, you're going to leave the three-day, three-and-a-half-day workshop really ready to go out and coach, to get certified. I mean, you could just go out and say, hey, I'm a coach. To be certified, the requirements are that after the training, we have these three follow-up phone calls that you can attend or listen to the recording, or we just see how you're doing, and we have lots of MP3 files. We have this huge coach tools page with everything from, you know, flyers and sample flyers and marketing materials and marketing ideas to mind-body practices to research that we've done, just this wonderful resource that you can access anytime, all the handouts that you can send digitally, how to work with people on the phone, work with them in groups or retreats or wellness workshops. We have a whole thing on how to put on a retreat, and that's one of the really special things about our program is that how it can be delivered. Right now I'm working with an EAP in New York, and we're teaching them how to use phone and internet and email. This can be done, delivered in a wellness workshop at a workplace, at a church, for a retreat, a personal retreat for people. It can also be a half day, a full day, a weekend. And so everything's laid out, like how do you put on a retreat, a wellness workshop, a successful wellness workshop. With all the steps, like this takes 10 minutes and that takes, you know, 5 minutes, and introductory sessions and marketing suggestions. So it's a very, the feedback I get from coaches over and over and over, some people who had already taken other coaching programs that they spent like $8,000 on, they said this is the most generous program that they've ever attended because it keeps going on. The circle continues, and there's so many resources and support for you to move forward. And plus, one of the biggest things is you get to have interaction with the other coaches, and they inspire you, and you get ideas, and they share things with each other. So it's really an ongoing process, not just the 3 days you're there. So to get certified, you need to come to the training. Then you run a practice group, and that can be your friends, coworkers, a nonprofit. You have to have at least 4 people, and you run it for 10 hours. Then you have to do your peer calls, which are just 8 calls with your peers in your trainees, and people love that because they really get to be coached, and you get to practice coaching with really kind and wonderful people. And people say that it's one of the, you know, they're changing their own life, and that's one of the other huge benefits of this program is that you get to work on your own life. You get to be coached. You get to move forward. You get to find ways to move, have breakthroughs in your own life. So it's very laid out and very structured. And then later, as people become better coaches and more integrated, then they can, you know, add their own flavor to it and their own unique way. I mean, have people who are nutritionalists and they use it to their focus on nutrition, but they want to. Everybody realizes that comes to the training that if you're working on nutrition, it's not just learning about the food. It's how do I integrate it? And that's going to affect relationships, or that's going to affect your, you know, it takes time to eat healthfully. So we have to work out, you know, your work schedule, and we have to work out your rest schedule, and we have to look at your whole picture whenever you're trying to integrate a positive change. So you do your 8 peer calls. You have your follow-up phone calls, and you run a group. And that is needed to be completed within 1 year. And then you're certified. And when you're certified, that you're posted on our Locate a Coach page, and you continue after the first year. You get the mentor calls are part of your training. Once a month, you get a mentor call. We just had a fabulous training call last night on some body-mind self-care practices that are great for groups. Then after that year, if you stay certified, then you you're certified for, since you're certified, you're forever certified. And then if you want to continue with our professional group after a year, there's a small fee to do that. But you're certified, you're off and running, and we have people that are contacted from our Locate a Coach program on our webpage to do some coaching and to do some programs. So, again, some of the benefits of that makes us unique as opposed to other coaching programs is, one, you can do it in a retreat. You can do group coaching, which is, you know, really economical, and that's what we're looking for in this economy right now is how peers can support each other. It can be done individually. It can be done by phone. It can be done in person. We have these mind-body practices that your trainer for the May training is internationally known for. Dr. Roger Yunka has a book called The Heal Within that was published by HarperCollins like about 12 years ago. And Roger has been on the cutting edge of self-healing practices for the last 30, 35 years. And he and I designed the Circle of Life together because it was really all about accessing your inner power and your inner resources, your inner healer. And so after you've done that, you've got this whole program. So what else makes it unique is we teach these mind-body practices, 1 to 5 minute, easy to learn, easy to teach others, and that you as a coach will love them and your clients will love it because they learn something they can do that can shift their energy. Because when you're trying to make a change in your life and it's challenging, we feel stuck or we feel stagnant or we're procrastinating or we feel fatigue or we feel wired. And what can you do with your energy to shift it into a way that really gives you that juice or that breakthrough or that courage or that vitality or that calmness or that centeredness or that brain power? So that's another part of it. Another part that's unique is we have a participant guidebook that you can choose to use or you don't have to, but it's a fabulous resource, this whole guidebook that your clients get that help the coaching process, makes it easier for you and for the client that's available. So those are some of the parts that make our program unique. And the other part is that it's been successfully used for over 20 years. We're using it in the Air Force and hospitals, and one hospital used it, and they got insurance to pay for it because they did a pilot program for 2 years. Using this process, they got 57% less medical claims. So they had four insurance companies join in because it was so effective. So those are, and also, again, as I said, it can be used in many contexts. So whether you're, I used to do massage and, you know, more holistic and, you know, a little bit more on that end of things. I've used it with, you know, sacred ceremonies, healing ceremonies, with hospice, with families, in schools. It's being used with teens in high school and in church programs. It's used, you know, just in so many contexts. So it's really adaptable for wherever you feel like you'd like to be working. So, Roger, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, that was very thorough, and I'm sure that folks have got some questions. So let me just say briefly that in Chinese medicine, you know, wellness was the foundation of Chinese medicine. In other words, in the Western world, medicine is historically associated with finding pathology and trying to regulate pathology, whereas in Chinese medicine, the founding idea is to figure out what's right about the person. Find out, in Chinese medicine, there's the phenomena of the energy, the body energy, the qi. And when acupuncturists and herbal doctors and Chinese massage therapists are doing their work, part of what they're trying to accomplish is to find where in the human system is there vitality? Where can you go to get vitality? And the Circle of Life process is based on this deep and rich and ancient concept of looking for the asset, finding the power. And so the first thing that happens in the Circle of Life system is that people assess themselves not with the idea of figuring out what's wrong, but looking for the part of their own being where there's energy, vitality, something right. And then the process, the circle of life process, is to be able to, just like in acupuncture, you take the chi from where it you find it, and you try to move it into the parts of the body where the chi is deficient or lost. And so we picked up on that concept, and it's it's woven into the circle of life process. One more thing to mention about this is that the inherent human longing to improve is a part of the deepest aspect of our DNA. It's rich in our society, and each individual has a longing to improve. However, our helping professions are historically really based more on waiting until the person has sort of lost their capacity and then trying to figure out, you know, what to do about that. So even in cases where people have lost that capacity, or in cases where people are relatively well and wanting to maximize their well-being, this long-term process of getting with other people, sitting in a circle, the circle of life isn't just that circle divided into 12 pieces. It's also the concept of being in a circle with others and sharing the amount of information that people get from being in a relationship with other people who are also seeking well-being with a coach to host that process. It's just amazing how powerful it is. And so I'm going to let it go for now. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but mostly we want to just get to your, probably to your questions, but I'm going to turn it back to Rebecca.
And I just want to mention, Maya wasn't able to attend this call. Maya Shaw-Gale will be your, Roger and Maya will be your co-trainers for the May training. And Maya brings just a wealth of rich psychological, emotional, mind-body practices and training therapists and coaches and working in coaching really for over 30 years. And you're just going to be in the best hands for this training. So the other thing I want to just say before I, and of course you're going to be in Santa Barbara in May, so it's a really beautiful environment to, you know, we'll start in the morning, we'll have a two-hour lunch so you can go out and enjoy Santa Barbara. One other thing I want to say, which is a common question, is about ICF accreditation, is about 75 to 80% of all coaching institutions are not ICF accredited. That means the International Coach Federation. They're always changing their policy. They're in a lot of flux. Some people that have decided to go that route, you'll have to take more training, but you can apply the 30 hours of, if you do what's called a portfolio application, you can apply the 30 credits of the Circle of Life towards your application. But we are not an ICF accredited school. Almost 99% of the people that come to the training and use the Circle of Life don't go ahead with that. There's 1% that decides to take more training and get that ICF accreditation. We do have coaches, we do have a handful of coaches that are already accredited that come to our training because it offers, again, the group, the mind-body, the retreats, all those things that other other trainings do not provide. So most people just get out there and start doing it, but that's just a common question. So I guess we're ready to just open up to questions.
I wanted to make one quick comment about the Santa Barbara idea. do consider coming a little earlier or staying a little later, because traveling to Santa Barbara is once you're here, you know, it's going to be a fairly not overly intensive training, but it is pretty focused. So if you really want free time in Santa Barbara, don't frustrate yourself by only coming for the training days. Mm-hmm. You know, give yourself a day early and a couple of days late. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, go on questions.
I have a question. So on the website, and I remember trying to explore this before, and it I wasn't quite clear. So there's a designation called health coach training, wellness coach training, and executive coach training. and this is on the bottom of the training calendar page. So I'm assuming those appear to all be the same. Is that all sort of the same umbrella for?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was just confused about the different designations.
Well, now, a quick little kind of added thought on that is that our goal has been to create a system, a coaching system, set of tools and a process that can be crafted and tailored for any environment. So in other words, we have this, there are people who've trained in the system who are working as executive coaches. There's a very small little debate about the difference between wellness coaching and health coaching that some people feel that they're different. And from our perspective, pretty much they both mean around the same thing. And but then coaching, even coaching for social service, that would be a little bit more like life coaching than it would be health coaching. This particular tool set is tailorable by you. In other words, we teach you as a part of the training and as a part of the follow-up how to take the method and then craft it and tailor it so that it'll meet the needs of your population.
Great.
And also, you know, I want to say that it is just a weekend training. Many trainings are, you know, many, many months and thousands and thousands of dollars. So if a person really says, I want to be an executive coach, you should really, you know, focus on executive coach training.
Yes, well, that does not interest me, and my focus really is health and wellness, and that's how I'd like to apply it in that venue. I work with people who are in chronic and acute pain doing neuromuscular therapy, and so would like to be able to better support them in their lifestyle changes to sort of help manage what they're going through.
Mm.
So that's
sort of
the lens I'm looking through. And then another question I had, if I can jump in, unless someone else has a burning question. Is there any kind of preparation to do before the course?
I think that there, you know, generally you just kind of get ready to
have some fun.
You know, it's very focused. It is a lot in those 3 days, but that's how we make it really affordable.
Right.
You know, you could probably
rest up
and just be, you know, just ready to be able to, you know, take the time to, you know, be well enough and rested enough to be ready to focus.
You know, if you've got an open mind, an open heart, and then you've got a good, solid sort of sense of being rested and ready for this, now, often people are not any of those. In other words, we've had people who come from the justice system or who come from really high-stress psychotherapeutic-type environments where they're supposedly, you know, they're hoping to find coaching as a way to be able to kind of redefine themselves. Or people from the military who are under, you know, significant pressure, they get to this training and they're not rested. And, you know, it still goes well. But if you can open yourself with rest and kind of preparation to be, you know, open a larger vessel for taking in the information, that's just better.
Right. All right.
I have a quick comment to make here, and that is that you could, any of you want to, go to circleoflife.net, and as we're finishing out this session here, on the left-hand navigation bar, there's a couple of pages that you'll find interesting. The one right under home is the Circle of Life Coach Training Overview, which talks in very specific terms about the hours and what's required and so forth, and so you can maybe get that up in front of you. There's another few pages that are pretty interesting there. There's a frequently asked questions page. There's a couple of pages, places throughout here where you'll bump into PDFs or voice files of audio files where little interviews or little statements are made about the Circle of Life. So there's a lot of information on this website that can help you, you know, to get your questions answered. But please don't be shy, because here we are. We're here just for the purpose of being with you and answering your questions. So who's next?
I have a question. Can you help me or have a better understanding of how in a sort of a 3 or 4 day intensive situation that you can help people become properly trained coaches? I mean, I know you've talked about, you know, some of the resources that you have and so forth, but can you speak a little bit more specifically about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, part of what our program is, there are 15 powers that are built into the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're using very ancient, you know, ancient processes of how to have people be at their highest capacity, as well as kind of modern, cutting-edge ways of working.
Mm-hmm.
So they're built into the process. So what we do is we teach you how to use the process.
Okay.
And the process has everything from assessing 12 areas of your life, and then a readiness for change assessment, and then we have what's called a blueprint for success, where you look at what is the person's strengths, what's their intention, what's their motivation, what is their goal, what are their challenges, what's their visualization or imagination of what they want, what's their affirmation, what are their action steps, what's a mind-body practice. So these questions are built into a worksheet that they get, that you have, that you just by asking those questions, you're already, that's coaching, is asking questions, generally not talking very much, but more listening.
Mm-hmm.
And letting the person direct it, and they come into you, when you're starting to ask them questions, and then you're helping them again to clarify what it is they want and need, and then finding out what are the challenges and what are some things we could do, you know, collaborating. You're a partner, so you don't have to be an expert in anything. It's good if you have a niche that you have some information in, because it's just going to make it easier for you to resource that person. But it's built in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And always, I mean, as a coach, you're always, as any profession, I would think anybody who really wants to be, you know, an advanced coach or whatever, you're going to, you know, learn more, or maybe you take more classes or whatever. But I have coaches I trained, you know, 10 years ago at these, in different, you know, social workers and nurses and, you know, all kinds of practitioners and even seniors and peers, and they're, if you stay in the process is, that's why I designed it, like kept refining it, so it's very, the process is, supports, the whole, it is a coaching process, and if you keep people...
So you're modeling, you know, the, yeah.
Yeah, so it's right there, like you just follow the process, and it's built in a flow. How does things flow with people?
Mm-hmm.
Just quick comment there is that on that left-hand navigation bar, the C, about fifth or sixth one down, is called the potential of the circle. And at the bottom of that page is where the 15 powers are.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of reiterate probably what Rebecca just said, maybe hearing it from one other voice, is that what we're not really doing is training coaches. What we're doing is training people in a coaching method.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of debate about how coaching works and what the primary skills are, and we do investigate that during the training, absolutely. but what Rebecca was just saying is that these powers, these 15 powers, are actually woven so thoroughly into the Circle of Life coaching system that even if you didn't remember them, they would show up. It's kind of like the best of what the Circle of Life process is isn't the coach. It's the process itself. And that's the beauty of it, because then each coach or each person who's using this methodology, and many of the people that we train don't call themselves coaches. They're nurses, they're social workers, they're teachers, and that's always what they're going to be. You know, they're there to learn the coach approach, shall we say, or a framework for empowerment that some people call coaching. And so a lot of times the people that we work with are already, you know, very oriented to their field, like let's say the healthcare field or the teaching field or the social service field or even the, you know, managing people in the military and so forth. And so in 3 days, because of the nature of how the system is designed, you can grasp how to use it, because it's a step-by-step system. Some people say it's sort of like, you know, it's like making brownies. You know, you just add the milk and warm it up, and wow, it's brownies. It's the same kind of a thing. I think you'll be amazed when you've had the experience. And then the beauty of it is that then you kind of accessorize it. It's kind of like painting a room a certain kind of general color and then doing the rest of the work with furniture and pillows and so forth. So you get to bring yourself to this powerful system. It's really pretty amazing how it works.
Yes, and I do like that you said we don't say that we're just training you just to be a health and wellness coach. We're training you in a coaching system that's just really easy to implement because it's all put together. And I have had coaches from other training organizations, and they said they liked it, but it was just easier for them to use this system. Does that answer your question?
It does. It's very helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, other questions out there?
Yeah, I have a question. So we go through the training, and we're out in the field. We're on our own. What kind of materials, follow-up materials or workbooks do we have access to from you?
Well, when you're to be certified, you need to purchase 6 guidebooks. They're $35 each to be certified. And then after that, if you want to use the guidebooks, you have access to that once you're certified. You have access to purchasing these guidebooks that you can use with your individual clients or your groups. Then on Coach, but if you said, oh, I don't really want to use the guidebooks, well, on the Coach Tools page are all the tools, like I said, the Circle of Life Assessment, where we assess 12 areas and a blueprint. We have all these forms that you, coaching forms, that you can download. And then there's posters. We have, posters for sale that are, great for if you're doing a group or a wellness workshop or presentation or stress management. Originally, when I got into this work for business, it was stress management. And I found that people weren't just stressed because they didn't know how to do stress management skills. The stress, could be because they were financially stressed, or stress could be because they had relationship stress, or it could be that they didn't know self-care practices. So, I just call this a comprehensive stress management program. And when you're doing the Circle of Life coaching, you don't have to call it Circle of Life coaching. You can say that, oh, I'm doing a stress mastery program, or I'm doing a program for people who want to be empowered to have wellness and diabetes, or what you can call it, whatever you want, or circles of power, whatever you want to make up for your title, and then you can say, and you can just say, I'm using, this is the process we're going to use.
Quick interjection here is that two things that Rebecca didn't mention that are available as resources is that we have a PowerPoint that you can use either to introduce the coaching program to even a large audience of people. Let's say you got an opportunity to give a presentation to 100 or 1,000 people, and this PowerPoint, very beautiful. You can play music with it if you want to, or you can click through it and explain. It's a really inspiring piece. And then there's another PowerPoint that we have on coaching skills that you can use on a regular basis to go back through the specific key, the most foundation coaching skills, asking inquiring questions, and listening, and referencing back, and so forth. So there are a lot of tools, but I think probably the most unique thing about the Circle of Life is the Coach Tools page. That is just a lot of files, PDFs,
MP3 files,
movies, everything there to be able to support you as a coach, so you can come back in any time and refresh. And then, of course, this is not a hard copy or something that you would see on the web, but we have these mentoring calls that Rebecca was mentioning. And we have some of the coaches that are out there that have been refining the practice for really a long time, sometimes with big populations. And Rebecca will invite these people to come back in and speak on special topics or give short workshops on. And it's really, there may be a point in the future where we actually charge a fee for for access to this, though I can't imagine that it would be a terribly restrictive fee. But at this point, as a graduate, you're in. And this goes on year after year because it's just such a dynamic community. It's kind of fun to and very inspiring to, you know, so that's another tool. You can't sell that or give that away, but you can use it.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, we don't want to make you hang on if you don't want to be on, but we also have set aside the time to answer, you know, probably every question that anybody might come up with. So we, you know, don't feel uncomfortable about leaving the call. There's probably not anything especially, you know, that you couldn't find on the web or that you couldn't call us at some point and get the answer to. But so feel free to slip away, and we wish you every blessing and look forward to meeting you soon. And then if you're inclined to want to hang in and listen to any of the last questions that happened, please do. Any other thoughts out there or inquiries?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, and you say your name, please.
Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey. Yeah, I was looking at this. What do you call it, a wheel or the circle that you have here?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I do understand that it is a system, and I guess we're just learning how to how to put people into the system and maybe, like, lead them through.
Correct.
Yeah, walk them through. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was curious to like, how in-depth, how much information do we actually learn on things like finances or spirituality or, you know, stress, how to relieve stress, or nutrition and exercise? Is that something we should, like, delve deeper in on our own? Or is this...
Yeah, yes, exactly. Because we couldn't focus on, you know, that would be like in a, you know, probably like a three-year train if you
yeah.
had to understand. So what happens is, what we people tend to be gravitating towards maybe a particular, what we call a niche, like something that you're really passionate about or maybe that you're informed about. So we have, like I said, we have some people who are really interested in nutrition. Some people are interested in business and finances, and they help people to look at their whole life and how to, you know, manage their priorities. And some people are working with people who are in business, and they're working a lot with their good at, you know, they really want to focus on stress or peak performance. And other people who are therapists, and some people, you know, they work on the relationships. And some people are helping people to do this, you know, have healthy work site. And some people are working with in churches and synagogues and parishes and spiritual centers to how to integrate the spiritual life into how do you, you know, kind of bring heaven to earth? How do you really embody your spiritual self in everyday living and your work? And we have yoga teachers that teach this in their yoga classes and have groups afterwards. And so we just have it, and, you know, teachers teaching it. And so it just depends on your niche or your area that you feel like you might want to do it. Some people are very broad. I'm, you know, kind of more broad myself. And so, but then, you know, it's good to have a couple areas that you kind of, you have some good resources. So I would be, you know, really good with, you know, the healing arts. So I would know I have a lot of resources for how to work with emotional and physical healing. And so when I'm running a group, I have access to people that I know, books, I can bring in guest speakers into my groups or whatever, or refer my clients. This is somebody I know that's tried and true. Here's three options of people that you might want to work with because I see that maybe you need therapy. You know, you might need therapy, or you need some really fine-tuned nutritional work because you're really having some health issues and you need somebody who really knows how to do that. So as a coach, you don't have to be an expert in anything, but you have to be resourced and tapped in to something. And to have a business as a coach, it's good to have a couple areas that you're really, at least one area that you're really, you know, that you are a consultant, you do have information.
A couple of quick thoughts in addition to what Rebecca just said, and I concur like 1,000% with what she was saying. In the paradigm of coaching, the interesting thing is that in the kind of coaching that we're talking about, it's actually a framework for empowering people. And so just think of it now. If the coach has all the information, how empowering is that? So the foundation of coaching is that the coach supports the coachees, the health seekers, to discover resources in their lives. Now, sometimes the coach will say to the client, when the client says, you know, help, please give me your advice, the coach might say, well, you know, it's not my job as a coach to give you advice. It's my job to support you in empowering yourself to arrive at a conclusion. And so what the coach will do is say, or when you're working in groups, how this works is that you have the other people who are there to help to resource the individual who's kind of having their turn to be coached. So person says, you know, like for instance, I'm at risk for diabetes and I don't know what to do. Then the coach might say, well, have you been reading on the web and, you know, have you read any books? And then if it's a group setting instead of a one-to-one setting, the coach would actually then invite the group to give feedback. And one of the most powerful things about group coaching is that when a person gets advice from somebody, that's not really empowering. That's like somebody else has the answer. Then take a step and say, okay, I'm not going to give advice. I'm going to host a process and ask you questions and give you insights about where you could go to get information. And when you go there to get that information, you become a more empowered character and can make better decisions yourself. Now take another step. So first there was the step of I'm here to give you advice. Second, there's the step of I'm not here to give you advice. I'm here to support you in becoming a more powerful person. And then the third one is in a group, what you can do is say, neither am I here to give advice, nor am I here to give you supportive information. I'm here to help the group to resource you. So now instead of getting the powerful information from the coach, the individual is getting that power information from other people. So it's like other citizens, non-experts. So the most powerful, most profound coaching process is where at the end of the coaching session, the individual says, I know where to look. I know how to triage or to order or prioritize what's important to me. I know how to tune into my deeper self and ask the question, what would be the best strategy for me to take? Now, the answer might be get more information, get more data. Do you see what I mean? So the coaching process, the liberation of the coaching process is that you don't have to be an expert in any topic, though you're allowed to be, and you don't even have to be an expert at being a coach, because the process itself will continue to inform you as the coach in what to do next, because in the Circle of Life process, it's a set of steps that you can return to if you want to, or you can tailor off of it if you want to. So I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. I definitely understand that more. And I have another small question. I researched a couple of health coach on the net, and your circle is by far, I think, the most, you know, well balanced and complete out of everybody else's. I think that everything on that circle is necessary to be healthy and well, as you know. So, how many clients do you encounter that actually may think, you know, this is crazy, why are you asking me about my finances and I'm trying to just, you know, lose some weight or become a little bit healthier?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rebecca.
Well, what our program is that you never say anything to anybody. Everything comes from the person. So in the beginning, they just do a self-assessment. You don't give them any analysis. They just do an assessment of simple, just in the moment assessment, where you fill out that a circle assessment. You look at these 12 dimensions of your life, and you assess on a scale of 1 to 10 how satisfied are you in this area currently. So if the person's got a real low financial and they're really stressed and their health is they're feeling really they came in because they're just feeling really stressed and unwell or having headaches and stomach aches and high blood pressure or obesity or whatever, then they're going to see their own life, and then you can talk about to them, to the group or to the individual, what are you noticing here about your life that you're looking at this kind of current, non-judgmental, but just kind of a snapshot of your life? And the person goes, well, it looks like, where's your strengths? So the person goes, well, I am spiritually strong. I feel spiritually like I'm here for a purpose. And we work with the strengths to look at and focus on that, because that's where the juice and the power and the energy is. And then they look at the areas that might be deficient. And then they look at that area and say, I'm really like overeating, and I'm really stressed, and I'm really stressed about money, and I'm really stressed about my finances and my work. So then we would, if they want to, then they do this thing called readiness for change. They decide on what's one area of your life you want to work on. And then we find out if they're really ready to work on that or not. But because it's so holistic, whenever you work on any part of your life, it's going to affect the whole. So they don't have to go right for the low score or the place that's deficient. They just go for what they want to, what they really have the energy and the desire to change. So let's say somebody was obese, and they're overeating because they're stressed, and they're stressed about their job, and they're stressed about their money, and you don't just like try to take it all. It's just overwhelming. But we find like, what's one area that you feel like you'd like to focus on the next couple months? And then they might choose exercise, and you go, well, how does that help finances? Well, if the person's exercising, they have more energy, they have clearer mind, they feel more self-confident, and and later on, that exercise, that more vital self, can help them to work with the next challenge, which might be their finances. So coaching is a lot about self-inquiry and self-awareness. It isn't about anybody telling you how you're doing. There's no, you as a coach, you're just there to really facilitate that person's own awareness, their own answers, their own direction, they're finding out where they're motivated, because that's when people make a change. And then helping them to take things that are big into small steps and have accountability.
And that's great. Thank you. That really answered my question.
Yeah, isn't it amazing, though, how that works? And it's just as you continue to unpack or to, explore how this process works, it's inherently holistic. It inherently shows a person how the part that they think is the worst part of their life has a relationship with the parts of their life that are not that bad. And it's just amazing. So let's go on to the next question. I know there were a few more out there.
Have you ever had a doctor do this program, and how have they implemented it? In what setting?
Yes, I have. First of all, I originally was working with doctors in the 80s and early 90s, where I worked with them at their office, because in coaching I'm not giving any advice. But
right.
Sometimes, I'm just giving options, which, I run by the doctor, but everything I was working with was either recommended by the doctor, or the doctor wanted to be holistic, but he didn't know anything about holistic approach. And so I got all these doctors. I worked with about 4 doctors, MDs in town, and that made them holistic, because I would sit down with them and help them to make a plan about their life and what could they do as far as self-care. Could they be, getting more walk, or having a, better relationship with their spouse, or carving out, going to bed 15 minutes earlier. So we just worked a lot on self-care. So that way, I worked with the association with the doctor. Then we worked at this hospital that I talked about, where they trained their entire staff, their medical, clinical doctor, and there are about five nurses, they're social workers. They trained their entire staff to use the Circle of Life process, and they did a program. First it was called Medical Symptom Reduction, and then it was later called New Directions, and it didn't matter what they had a mixed diagnosis from diabetes to depression to obesity to, cardiac concerns, fatigue, all those, that was all mixed together. They're all in one big group. They averaged about 20 to 25 people. They did the group for 10 weeks, and they met for about 2.5 hours once a week. And in that time, that's the group that got the 57% less medical claims, is because they came in, they would talk about a subject for a little bit, shortly, and then they had people break up into little groups. They did the Circle of Life process. They set up accountability. They took action steps. They worked out the things that were challenging, and they came back. And then they learned the self, what we call used to call them the healer within practices. We call them mind-body practices now. And they learned those, and they integrated those too. So that hospital did it. Then I've had several nurses that have brought it in. We have people bring it into the cancer centers. We have it in wellness programs that are with companies. We have nurses that are doing it as health coaches. Is that kind of answer your question, or did you have a specific one for yourself?
It partly answers the question. I am a doctor, recently board certified in occupational medicine, but I'm a lot older. I used to be a math teacher. I have had cancer when I was young as well. I was a basketball coach. I have half a master's in counseling.
You had a big life.
And I have a master's in epidemiology. So,
yeah, I'm going to get coached by you. you know the drill.
Well, yeah, and I spent a month in Arizona at Andrew Weil's program. So,
perfect.
I've done a lot of reading spiritually just because of my own personal growth. And so I have a lot of resources. It's more a question of putting them together in a package that...
Yeah, like a format.
Well, that is a very common theme for people that come to our program is they say, why reinvent the wheel, literally, that they want to be a way where they can use all their knowledge and their resources and their desire to help people with a system. Like, how do you do that? And because, again, when you have content about something or you have information or resources, then how do you both – sometimes your coaching is first education, and then how do we implement it? Like, what action steps – now that you know this or this information is how would you like to move forward?
Yeah.
And you help – so it's a very – for health and wellness, it's just such a easy way to bring forth all that wisdom that you already have.
Mm-hmm. I'd kind of like to use it in the cancer survivor group that I belong to.
Yeah, we just have, there's somebody that may be coming from South Africa to this May training who is working with, a cancer survivor, and she's going to be delivering it to like 150 women, and that it's very commonly done. That's a very common group. I ran probably six cancer groups that went from anywhere from 6 months to 3 years, and then it was, they were in remission, but we stayed on. And it's like a really ideal group because people really bond and they really want to stay taking care of themselves, and they've made this huge transformation, and now they're different than they were before, and now they need
to
bring
that. Well, they're highly motivated.
Yes, they're highly motivated, and they're done with a lot of the stuff that was stupid that they did in their life. They're not wasting their time.
Yeah.
And so it's a very it's one of the most powerful times and powerful groups.
How do you get this set up at a group like for a group like that? I mean, obviously it must be local. It has to be, if people are coming repetitively, either on a weekly basis or whatever
it is. Well, you can do different ways. You can do phone coaching. You can do group coaching on the phone.
Okay.
They can come to a retreat and then go home. Let's say you put on a retreat and you put a full day retreat or a weekend, and then you follow up on the phone. Or you could, so, or you can do it locally. or you know, or you can do the whole thing on the phone. Although to me, that's challenging. It's really good to have people to come together, meet,
mm-hmm.
and then follow up. You know, for 8 sessions or 10 sessions on the phone. Maybe they come back together again at some point, or maybe they don't, depending on you know the situation. But
uh-huh.
it's a you know, really great way to launch it, and then they then you keep you know you're doing group coaching, which is both really wonderful and much more lucrative,
uh-huh.
you know, because, you know, when you have a group of people paying money, then it's, you know, it's a really good way to
right.
do it.
Right.
And then we have little, you know, I have processes for them to follow up with each other, too, some peer coaching processes.
Right. Well, then you've given them a tool to use, and whether they come back to you or not, you've given them a,
yeah.
a start. Yeah, they can yep. go back to it and use each.
Absolutely. I mean, I
yeah.
ran a group for 12 women with who were either completed or the last part of their treatment, and did a little study with them, and I ran it for 8 sessions over 5 months, and then I set them up for peer coaching, and they continued. They just kept going.
That's great.
A quick little note on the whole concept of bringing a process like this into the healthcare system is that right now, the buzz is, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to figure this out? And anybody who is just a radicalist, you know, who's sort of, you know, knowing that you've been to the Andrew Weil and all the things that you've been through and so forth, if you come through with ideas that are, you know, a little too sort of edgy in healthcare, it doesn't go very well.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
but
we noticed that.
But if you can come in with something that says, you know, as a doctor, I want to be not only seeing patients who need to be seen, but I don't want to be seeing patients who don't need to be seen, or I want
right.
to be managing situations for the direct interaction between the pressure in the system to lower costs at the same time as the other pressure in the system is to raise efficiency. And coaching is a miracle in this regard, because what happens is that the cost of seeing an individual, now if you were going to be the coach, and it may be that you'll end up eventually being more in a management situation where you're managing other people
uh-huh.
who are doing the coaching. So, you know, there's a lot of ways that this can go. But as you develop your capacity to articulate that middle ground, so in other words, as we say, okay, conventional
uh-huh.
medicine starting to show signs of fraying at the edges, integrative medicine seems a little too new, but something like coaching put into the mix makes conventional medicine more holistic without having to go all the way to acupuncture and homeopathy and things that are a little
uh-huh.
bit too edgy.
Plus, once you get people in, you know, then you just do what you want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, people would hire me, and then I kind of check it out, and, you know, I can be very practical and, you know, kind of straightforward, and I can also get extremely esoteric.
Depending on the character of the group, yeah.
Yeah, you just kind of tune in, like, who's there? I mean, they're using this process. I trained 15 health educators for the Air Force, and
mm-hmm.
they're having, you know, like this one woman had coached, did groups, she coached, you know, 300 people in 1 year within groups. And so it can be very, and she said people wanted to come to coaching rather than mental health. And what they were doing is they were getting mental health, and it was therapeutic, and they were making all these big changes that the
mm-hmm.
you know Air Force kept you know sponsoring these programs,
mm-hmm.
and then again I've gone to the like most esoteric you know most profound work because I worked a lot with people with cancer and AIDS, and some of them did pass away, and
mm-hmm.
I work with them, and our groups became incredibly deep, and we were doing prayers and ceremonies and
mm-hmm.
very deep work with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows for whatever, however you want to use it, from very you know, business to the most deepest spiritual sacred ceremony that you could, you know, that you'd ever want to bring forward.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, we're a little past
yeah.
an hour, which is okay, and there's still plenty of
people. Let's just see if there's
the
a couple more
here,
questions.
So, yeah,
did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Great. Any more before we wrap up?
Yeah, do you look for some basic qualifications for people to come into certification?
Like, do they have to have basic qualifications?
Yeah.
No.
I think I just scared her.
No, we have, I mean, we have people that are massage therapists. We have seniors that I just did a training at the National Wellness Conference this summer. I had three seniors that were men who were in their 70s, and one used to work as an engineer, and this other guy was like a, you know, magazine journalist or whatever, and they just wanted to bring it in their community. And we have, you know, just all walks of life.
We find, in fact, that you know, people who have a lot of credentials come in kind of loaded with things that they're going to have to let go of to be a good coach, whereas an average person, you know, like maybe a former mortgage broker who is used to listening to what people need, you know, can actually jump into coaching and be a greater success more quickly than someone who's a doctor or a psychotherapist. It's pretty amazing the way that works.
Yeah, some of the best coaches are, you know, it's kind of just your passion, your heart, your soul, and using the process effectively and keep practicing and learning. But no, there are no requirements before, you know, just an open mind and a willingness to practice.
Yeah, enthusiasm.
So, but do you see in terms of people who want to make a, you know,
a living?
A career out of it or a living out of it, needing more than a certification?
Well, I am going to be really honest with you. I mean, no other organization is going to tell you this, but I will, because I really want this to be the right match, because I know it's a big investment of time, energy, and money. And it's true that people, that the main thing is how networked you are. I mean, I did not have my degree in occupational therapy. I worked in occupational therapy. When I was going to school, I had cancer, so I quit school. I did not have a degree. I went into massage, and here I am doing it in businesses and, you know, doctors, and, you know, I just came in with so much confidence that, I mean, even if it was faking it, it was fake confidence. I came in and just did what I really felt like I had to offer. So is it easier if you're professional? If you're a nurse or a health professional, it's probably going to be easier because you're just able to link in more easily. But there are people who have taken the training, some people who are professional people who can't get it going, and I have people who aren't, who just have they're willing to network with people and do it. So it is, I find that generally in our world today, people are very cautious about how they're spending money. So you have to always have something that people really want and need and value.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to promote it. In other words,
yeah, and you have, yeah.
You can't just get trained as a coach and then kind of hang around by the phone. You know, you've got to get out there and communicate. And one of the things that we say is that this is a coach training. It's not a business training. So we do a segment of our work on networking and generating business and articulating the coaching model to different business sectors and so forth. But in the final analysis, and there's a lot on the coach tools page about that too, so those resources are there, and there's some audio files on making this a business and networking it and so forth. But it just is, Rebecca's being frank about this, I should be frank too, and that is that we've had people with spectacular credentials who haven't really progressed much, and we've had other people with limited credentials who are like just fabulous coaches. And we finally kind of reached the, we teach mind-body practice too. We do courses in Tai Chi and so forth, and we teach teachers there. I mean, both the coaching and the mind-body area, what we realize is the people who are the greatest successes are not the people with the greatest credentials. They're people who have the greatest passion, the greatest you don't have to be able to articulate this right away, but you have to figure out how to articulate it eventually. And if you happen to be a little bit of an introvert, you have to get some coaching for yourself to make a plan for how to actually be bold enough, to be bold enough to go out into the community and maybe communicate a little more overtly than you would naturally.
If you're going to start a business, I mean, if you've ever been self-employed, which I have worked for other people, but I've been self-employed 25 years, running a business is not just, you know, here I put a little ad out and I'm a health and wellness coach, and, you know, I see people doing that and it doesn't work. You have to either, you know, like I did, I went to doctors and talked about it, and I got a lot of no's. There's a lot of, you know, in self-employment, no matter what you do, there's going to be a lot of, no, we don't want that. And then, but I just kept going and working with, you know, I offered free sessions. I did a lot of free work, and I just kept getting connected to my community. And, you know, it was challenging because it wasn't, you know, like a paycheck, and it wasn't like you're getting hired to do this. So I just, it's really good to be aware of that so that you have realistic expectations. Can you get a business going without a degree? Yes. Is it going to require that you do marketing and networking and maybe some things that you haven't done before? Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that is a great question. And, again, regarding time, we should keep moving on. So anybody else out there? Aha. There was a nice big pause. So,
alrighty.
What a pleasure to meet you all. And it's fun to see that there's still a bunch of people on the phone there.
It sounds like there's one more person.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I have a master's degree, but I don't know how to use my phone. So I was afraid that I would hang up.
That's all right.
I'm in Tennessee, and I noticed on the website that there are no certified coaches in Tennessee.
No Tennessee.
That's right. You own it.
Well,
and none in Illinois either. Go ahead.
So there's one in Illinois that just got trained, you know, recently. Got one.
Okay. Very excited. But then I thought there's no, I guess you have to be certified. So there could be some coaches here, Circle of Life, but no coaches. So that would open me up, like you said at the beginning, to be contacted from Health Action or by the Circle of Life or something like that, to be doing things?
Yeah, it's not like something you're going to be – I don't want you to, like, go, oh, all I do is get certified and I have my name on the Locate a Coach page. That's going to match – I mean, but we do have people looking for coaches, and we do have people that go, oh, like I had one of the coaches in Connecticut be contacted by an organization and said, would you put on a wellness program, you know, a wellness – workshop, or do you do that? And she said, yes, of course I do. I'd love to do that. You know, so it does happen. It's not frequent at this point. It may shift. You know, we're in a really, you know, we all know the kind of time we're in our world is, but you would be, you know, if somebody wanted something in your area or Tennessee, they'd say yes, you know, could you provide that? Or if we had something, you know, every so often we have something that, you know, we can't deliver, and so we just hire a coach to do it. But it's not, I don't want you to go into it expecting that's going to happen big time.
Sure, because I currently am a therapist at Brookhaven Retreat, which is the only female-only client-based facility, residential facility, that I think this would absolutely... You know, mental health, substance abuse. It would just be fantastic to do here. That's what I plan to do with it until potentially. And I'm very well connected here in my community, so it eventually could turn into something bigger than that. But yes, you answered my question. And one last question, for those of us who might be interested in doing this as a career at some point. I've been on the call the entire time. I think I was the first one on the call. What might you expect to receive as a you know, an income?
An income? Well, that again, that's very. The factors are, coaches make everything from $35 an hour to $150 an hour. if they're running a group and you're charged, depending on how much you're charging your group, if you have 8 people and it's $20 a session, or is it $50 a session? And so it's very different. Like, I'm in Santa Barbara, California. It's where Oprah lives. I mean, this is a very expensive town. I don't really kind of live in her neighborhood. But, you know, the fees are higher because the expenses of renting a place or everything's higher here. And we had a group in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. So when I ran a group, like to run a group in Santa Barbara, you'd for 8 weeks would be something like $600 or $800 per person. In Ohio, it was $350. But they had less expenses and, you know, everything, the cost of living was less. So it really depends on your marketplace. It depends on the people you're working with. I mean, I have coaches that are making $50 an hour, and I have other coaches that are making $150. So it really depends on your ability. You know, are you, you know, some people are just kind of a little bit more naturally inclined, and some people are able to charge what they really are, what their real value is. And sometimes people are extremely good coaches, but they don't know how to charge. They're just, you know, they're not used to it. You know, they don't really, they have to work on their courage or their self-esteem to charge what their really, their value is. So it depends on where you're doing it.
Okay, that's great. Well, I plan on being there, and I understand that $17.50, right? That's our charge by the 15th.
Yes.
Yeah, watch that, you know, early registration date there, because, you know, it's sort of mechanized and we can't change it. So be sure to get your – and the other thing is – oh, I was going to say do it soon because you want to get a single room, but we're doing it at a hotel, which is a lovely place, by the way.
Yeah, just – it's not, like, elegant or anything. It's kind of simple, but it's you know, just Santa Barbara in itself is just a nice place to be.
How many people do you typically have in each training group?
We have everything from 15 to 40. The average is about 20 to 25.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what the hotel rates are?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. The hotel rate is, you have to talk to the hotel about that. We have a special rate. If you look at the website, it'll give you information about where to call and so forth. So that's a different... That's a whole different, you set that up with the hotel.
Okay.
So just, is there any quick questions before we close?
No, it's been very informative. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Fun to meet you, and we look forward to seeing you all here in Santa Barbara. If you have any questions that pop up afterwards, you know, there's an email address on the website. You will receive an email, having signed up to participate, you'll receive an email that will tell you where the tape of this is, if you want to go back for that, and you can also then you can turn that email around to ask any question that you want.
Well, thank you, and I wish you all peace and supreme well-being.
Same to you. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.